The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Well, hello there. This is Fred Brack, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service, and for the next half hour, I'll be reading to you from Our State magazine. Today's reading of Our State is underwritten by the Carter Glass Insurance Agency, serving the community since 1974 and underwriting our podcast for well over 10 years. Thank you so much, Carter Glass. They can be reached at 919-781-1973. Give them a call. Tell them how much you appreciate it. 919-781-1973. Well, we're breaking the cover in a brand new edition of Our State magazine, celebrating North Carolina. That is what the masthead says. October 2021, the theme this month is the Blue Ridge Parkway. 52 ways to enjoy the drive from Sparta to Cherokee. I don't know whether we'll get to 52, but that is one of the articles. We'll see how that goes. We also have milepost articles. You know, that's like a 400-and-something mile-long parkway, and everything is designated by its milepost number. So there's four of these articles highlighted on the front page for Cumberland Knob, the Bluffs, Chitola Resort, and the Pisgah Inn, which I personally would like to go to someday. And there's a lovely picture of the Lynn Cove Viaduct. The last section of the parkway to be completed is also its most iconic, is what it says here. This is the one that juts out of the side of a gently sloping hill of trees, and it's up on these big concrete pillars, and it curves beautifully through the woods, and it can be seen for miles and miles. So they call this the annual mountain issue. We start, of course, with our From Elizabeth column by Elizabeth Hudson, editor-in-chief. She calls this one Miles to Go. On the Blue Ridge Parkway, where I'm sure it always feels like you have miles to go, there are only two directions you can go, north or south. Follow the walnut-colored arrows on the signposts pointing the way on a road that has not been widened, has not been rerouted, has not been altered in more than 80 years. Those weathered signs share space, unobtrusively, on the shoulder of the road with dogwood and tulip trees, with white-blooming rose bay, rhododendrons, and flame azaleas, with soft pink mountain laurel and violet joe pie weed, with crimson maples and brilliant okra oaks. At the air bellows overlook, stand of Christmas trees sweep the mountain valley below. At the stone mountain overlook, the exposed granite dome streaked in shades of cream and khaki pops out barefaced amid the leafy hills. At the Thunder Hill overlook, the deep pinks of a spring sunrise, the feverish oranges of an autumn sunrise, the noble purples of a winter sunrise will take your breath. On the parkway, there's fog. Clouds sink in a thermal inversion. Cold air descends. A hazy veil drops over the view. On the parkway, there's a wind, light fall breezes, just enough to stir the limbs of a poplar, just enough to scatter fallen leaves, occasionally gusts of more than 100 miles per hour. On the parkway there's snow, a dusting, a coating, a blanket. On the parkway there are fences, hand-built by WPA workers from American Chestnut, salvaged from the blight. The curving snake style, the post and rail construction, the cross-hatched buck fence, rustic sculptures framing fields, meadows, pastureland. But for everything that the parkway has, panoramic overlooks and pastoral views, picturesque stone bridges and tunnels, stubs of mile markers, blue numbers recessed into the concrete, it's what the parkway lacks that makes it so special. on the parkway, there are no billboards or advertisements of any kind. You won't share the road with trucks, tractor trailers, or commercial vans with logos of business emblazoned on the side. There are no road signs for motels, hotels, grocery stores, convenience shops, car dealerships, boats, or banks. There are no white lines on the parkway's edges, a deliberate design choice all those years ago to ensure that painted markings wouldn't conflict with the palette of nature. There are no stoplights on the parkway, and yet, here on this road, we're able to find a sense of pause, an instinctive slowdown. How lucky we are to have this road, its purpose for beauty not only fulfilled but also protected, guarded for generations, a future continuing as far into the distance as we can see. And now, as I do each month, I would like to interpret the photo essay, give you an audio description of it, as it were. For those of you who cannot see it to fully enjoy it, or those of you who cannot see it well enough to fully enjoy it, listen along with me as I tell you what I see. Mileposts and memories. A stop-by-stop guide to exploring the Blue Ridge Parkway. Two-page aerial spread. I think this is probably of that Lynn Cove Viaduct, or at least it's one similar, if it's not, because it's weaving through the trees. At one point, as we are looking straight down in a drone view of the parkway, a couple of the cars are obscured because the trees on the upper side of the slope hang as far as halfway over the parkway itself. And you remember what it said about no lines on the side? All we see is one solid yellow line down the center and guardrails, believe me, they're necessary, on this little viaduct on both sides. Other than that, just the colors of fall leaves and a big stone outcrop at the top. But, surprise, this is a fold-out. Not just one page, but two. So I'm now looking at four pages as I open this up. The parkway had come in from the upper left, and it was sweeping down at the bottom of the center page, and it started to go off the right-hand side, but now it sweeps up and goes all the way up to the right-hand side. A beautiful curve in the parkway, and it's curving around those boulders, and there are some more of them there. And indeed, it says the Lynn Cove Viaduct, one of the most beautiful, iconic segments of the Blue Ridge Parkway, is a marvel from any angle, including from above. And you can't stop on it. There is no pull-out. There's no place. You just have to keep moving. It's probably most enjoyed from a distance, looking back on it. And the text below a picture of an archway over a nice little stream here says, "We followed the Blue Ridge Parkway down through North Carolina from Cumberland Knob just below the Virginia state line all the way to Cherokee, compiling our favorite vistas along the way. Some of them are visible from a car window. Others are the promised reward at the end of an uphill hike. All of them make us fall deeper in love with our magnificent mountains, one breathtaking view at a time." Written by Katie St. Singh. The other side of this pullout is an advertisement, actually, which says, "Inspiring awe since 1849. Explore Boone. Get your awe back." The Blue Ridge Parkway is more than a scenic byway. It's a journey through our heritage. On its gentle curves, we discover beautiful overlooks alongside the history, cuisine, craft, and cultural of Western North Carolina. We find rustic cabins built by early settlers and a gleaming mansion where a textile magnate once spent his summers. We find apple picking and fly fishing, mountain breakfasts and white tablecloth suppers. We find painters, potters, woodworkers, musicians, and so much more. Along the way, the Blue Ridge Parkway brings us closer to nature and to ourselves. This is a map of the parkway. It shows coming in the Virginia line at Cumberland Knob. The next two marked locations are the Bluffs and Doughton Park. And then you go down to Blowing Rock. And, of course, there's a lot going on at Blowing Rock, a wonderful, wonderful place to visit. Chitola Resort, the Cone Manor, Rough Ridge, Linglow Viaduct is just below that area, Flat Rock Loop, Price Lake, Beacon Heights Overlook. A little further down, Linville Falls, which is not to be missed, Chitola View, the Linville Gorge Wilderness, the Orchard at Alta Pass, Mount Mitchell, of course, we've all heard about, great place to go hiking. We come to the Southern Highland Craft Guild and Folk Art Center, and that's just before we get to Asheville. And we cross over Route 40 at this point, and we also cross Route 26 a little further on, below Asheville, and we get to the Pisgah Inn and the Frying Pan Mountain Lookout Tower. Graveyard Fields, Looking Glass Rock, Devil's Courthouse, Cowie Mountain Overlook, and Water Rock Knob before we get to Cherokee, way out there in the western tip of North Carolina. Now, what happens here is we're coming down at, roughly 45 degrees, probably not exactly 45 degrees. We come down below Asheville, and then we actually make a right turn, as it were, and we head 45 degrees back up to where we get to Water Rock Knob, and then we smooth it out a little bit to get over to Cherokee. So there's your overview of the parkway. Cumberland Knob. Choose between two hikes, one leisurely, the other strenuous, at the parkway's first recreation area, which opened 2 years after construction on the road started at the same site in 1935. This is milepost 217 and a half in Low Gap, North Carolina. Then we have the Stone Mountain Overlook. Pull over and scan the rolling landscape. The treeless patch in the distance is actually a 600-foot granite crown jewel of Stone Mountain State Park at milepost 232 and a half. So we went from 217 and a half to 232 and a half in Cherry Lane, North Carolina. Coming a little further down, milepost 238 in Doughton Park. The largest recreational area along the Blue Ridge Parkway sprawls over 7,000 acres. Named for Congressman and Parkway advocate Robert L. Doughton, the beloved park features camping, rural, or rather cultural history, and at the circa 1889 Bryngar Cabin and seven hiking trails, and they're in Trap Hill. I have a big full-page picture. I'll read the caption first. The Bluff Mountain Trail, a 7.5-mile segment of the Mountains to Sea Trail, oversees, or rather traverses, the picnic area at Doughton Park. Now, this is a lone tree in the middle of a field, and all around its base are boulders. Now, by boulders, I mean from here it looks like they're about 3 feet around. There's just a whole bunch of them, and this tree somehow got root in the center of this and has been growing here for years. In the background, late afternoon sky, the sun is just about to dip. There's a small sunset in the distance and clouds up above, a little bit of purple in the clouds. The fields have wispy grasses coming here and there, and it looks like a mowed field or a chewed field by some animals, maybe a little bit in the background before we drop off. And then on the right hand side, that was probably pictures of Cumberland Knob and perhaps Stone Mountain Overlook, I don't know. We see a section of the parkway that goes over a bridge with a thick stone wall on one side and what looks to be I guess it is a stone wall with some perhaps wooden top on the other side, or maybe some stone that is holding wood boards between it as a safety rail, because you are going over a gap here. We can't tell how far down it goes. And then somebody's built a fence, which has been around a long time, considering all the lichen I see on it, and we're at a corner of it where it turns a bend in a field. Overleaf, beautiful lake scene here. This is not blue water. The water here is reflecting the golden colors of all of the trees and their leaves in the background on the edge of the lake. And you can see there's some kind of a path going along there. And that's probably Cone Manor up in a little break up in the top left. You can see it's two stories and a third story with dormer windows up there. Beautiful big old manor house and some mowed lawn in front of it. But what we see mainly is all these wonderful fall colors. And the lake is kind of straight across in the middle of the page. And all of these colors are reflected back again in a blurry image that is reflected in the rippling water down below. And it's only at the very lower part of the page where we begin to see some blue, because it's the blue reflection from the sky above, if you will, the trees that are being reflected. And we're talking milepost 294 at Cone Manor. And in 1901, Denim King Moses Cone completed his summer home. Today, the 20-room mansion called Flat Top Manor is the centerpiece of the 3,500-acre Moses H. Cone Memorial Park. Visitors can watch demonstrations by Southern Highland Craft Guild artisans and stroll the old carriage roads around Bass Lake. And some little smaller articles or text descriptions up here for the Bluff Mountain Overlook. Taking the view of Bluff Mountain, then pick up the trail of the same name to hike along the parkway through forest land and open fields at milepost 243.4 in Laurel Springs, or at Elk Mountain Overlook. From this eastward-facing pull-off, the landscape falls away into the Yadkin Valley. At an elevation of 3795, the Elk Mountain Overview provides sweeping views of the valley below. Milepost 274.3 in Boone. And Grand View Overlook. Like Elk Mountain Overlook before it, Grand View looks down into the Yadkin Valley. Hikers on the Mountains to See Trail pass this vista on the way to Osborne Mountain Overlook at milepost 277.9 from Boone's Trace Overlook at 285.1, where tradition holds Daniel Boone himself blazed the trail on his journey west. Several pictures on the next page. The first one says, near the parking area of Rough Bridge Overlook, a wooden bridge marks the beginning of the Rough Ridge Trail. Sounds daunting to go there. It's an arched walkway over a stream or something, and it goes into the yellow overhanging trees with all of their leaves are yellow all above it and just disappears into the woods. This is milepost 302.8. Rough Ridge. It takes a little legwork to reach the summit of Rough Ridge, elevation 4773. That's getting close to a mile, isn't it? From the parkway, the trail leads uphill on steep and rocky terrain. The reward, stunning views of Grandfather Mountain decked out in glorious fall color. And the larger picture on this page is taken behind an outcropping of rock, and everything drops off. We see the tops of all of the trees, not quite as late in the fall, but we do see some reds and some yellows coming along here. And there is an arrow pointing to a section of the parkway in the distance, and it says that's the Lynn Cove Viaduct, the final piece of the parkway to be completed. It's a natural fit on Grandfather's Mountain. So you can't see any other part of the parkway, but this just sticks out from the edge there. And the only other thing you see is in the distance there's a mountain, and it has an antenna on top. But that's about the only signs of life there are. At milepost 305.2, we have Beacon Heights Overlook. From the parking area, a steep half-mile hike up the rocky Beacon Heights Trail leads to the summit. The forest clears to reveal two quartzite outcrops and a vista as beautiful on a clear day as it is when clouds enshroud the mountains below. And that's in Linville. Here it is. It's a double-page spread. If I look at just the left side, I see a fairly leafless tree or a very large bush with a couple of evergreens beside it. And the top of the second one has lost its luster and is getting a little bare up there. And down at the lower left, we just see an outcropping of rock here. And as we now let our eyes travel fully to the right-hand side, that outcropping of rock just continues. It's solid rock with a little dirt thrown in here and there. It's things are growing in. And then there's a couple of boulders sitting on top of that, and then it just drops off. But in the distance, we're above the clouds here. We can see all the puffy clouds down there, and the sun is getting ready to set below the clouds in the distance. It's a bright yellow ball spreading out into orange in the clouds and a little bit of a red as we get further away before it gets to purples and then the blue of the sky and the white puffiness of the clouds. Beautiful picture. Milepost 308 is Flat Rock Loop. A short, relatively easy trail from the parking area guides hikers through the woods and up to the quartzite outcrop that gives Flat Rock its name. Signs identify interesting natural features along the way, like bathtubs or shallow basins caused by erosion, and the smooth rock at the summit. That's at Linville. And here we have the Grandfather Mountain Overlook. The famous face of Grandfather Mountain can be seen from many points along the Blue Ridge Parkway, yet such an iconic peak deserves its own overlook. And at this pull-off, the sleeping patriarch takes center stage. We have a gorgeous view out over golden, mostly golden trees, and some fields in the distance, and maybe a little bit of sign of life down there. Can't really tell what we're seeing. But we see multiple hills rolling and rolling, and the further away they go, the more they get covered in fog. Milepost 320.8 is Chistoa View. From the parkway, take a short walk through the woods and descend the stone steps to reach Chistoa's rustic balcony. In the fall, when the foliage in Linville Gorge puts on a show, this overlook offers a front row seat to watch the drama unfold. And here is a gentleman sitting on the edge of an outcropping here. Now, this is man-made. It may be there may be some boulders here on the edge, but man went in and filled in it a little bit with dirt and put down some very large flagstones and built a little stone wall out of flat rocks. It's about 2.5 feet tall. This gentleman is sitting at it and enjoying the wonderful view. But from where we are, which are is probably 30 feet behind them, we see two very large trees. I think they're oaks. On the left and another one on the right, and he's just peering off into the valley. And there's Linville Falls, easy access to the majestic multi-tiered waterfall that plunges into Linville Gorge, sometimes called the Grand Canyon of the East, makes this a popular stop along the Blue Ridge Parkway. To learn about the various hikes in the area, stop by the Linville Falls Visitor Center from May through late October at Milepost 316. We see high rocks here, and then a little opening, and then some more rocks with some trees and shrubs growing out of the front of it. And in between, coming down in steps, are the falls. It crashes down onto a flat surface, and it comes over the edge, and it crashes again, and comes out in a big spray to fall in a little lake down below. At Milepost 328.3, the Orchard at Alta Pass. Planted by a railroad company in 1908, this historic orchard continues to thrive thanks to siblings Kit Truby and Bill Carson, and Bill's wife Judy. In 1994, they purchased more than 275 acres along the parkway to protect the land from development. The family's nonprofit preserves Blue Ridge heirlooms in many flavors, mountain music, storytelling, and old-timey apples like Stamen wine sap and Virginia Beauty. Here at 1025 Orchard Road in Spruce Pine, North Carolina, is a picture of the building. It's long, red, has a porch on one side, parking upper and lower, and it says the something or other orchard at Alta Pass. A historic orchard at Alta Pass and a big sign. And, of course, in the distance, the hills roll away, and in the foreground, we have a lot of undergrowth that we're photographed over. And close up on the right, Alta Pass Orchard Sweet Tart Macintosh. Apples bridge the gap between late summer and early fall, ripening in August and September. They are yellow with just a tinge of red on the side. At milepost 355.4, we have Mount Mitchell. To get up close and personal with the highest point east of the Mississippi River, elevation 6684, you'll have to take a little detour on North Carolina Highway 128 to Mount Mitchell State Park. If catching a glimpse of Mighty Mitchell from the parkway is enough, though, there's an overlook at milepost 349.9. And we have a little insight here discussing Green Knob Lookout Tower. At Green Knob Overlook, impressive in its own right, keep an eye out for the U.S. Forest Service's Green Knob Trail. A steep half-mile hike leads to the 1930s fire tower atop the 5,060-foot knob. The tower's cab is closed, but its staircase provides panoramic views of the Black Mountain. And here we have some people walking up a very nice stone trail, so that's going to be an easy one. They have their fall gear on, though, so it's a little nippy, I guess. Green Knob Lookout Tower. At milepost 364.1, we come to the Craggy Pinnacle. The craggy section of Pisgah National Forest is a wonderland of old-growth forests, rare wildlife, habitat, waterfalls, and soaring views. To see this one, hike up from the Craggy Dome Overlook. To protect this special place, local advocates are working to designate 16,000 acres as the Craggy National Scenic Area, the first such area in North Carolina. And a little caption down below says, from the parking lot at Craggy Dome Overlook, it's only a little more than half a mile to the 5,892-foot summit of Craggy Pinnacle with its incredible views. So we see some rocks in the foreground. It's probably right at the edge of the parking area. And then it drops off to a field of... I guess they're shrubs, I'd have to call them, that are showing all of their fall colors. And down below, you can see a little piece of the parkway and the parking lot that you have to hike up from. That's a little bit of a hike up there, but not too bad. And then in the distance, just those wonderful, wonderful mountain views. And that, my friends, is all the time we have for today's episode of Our State Magazine. Certainly hope you enjoyed it and that you'll be sure to listen next time. I'm Fred Brack, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. Today's reading of Our State Magazine was underwritten by the Carter Glass Insurance Agency, serving the community since 1974. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Our State Magazine is available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org, and on iTunes. If you have any comments or questions, please call the studios 919-832-5138. Thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service.